sir, I...
My name is Griff.
He lifted my hand to his lips, turning it so he was presented with the back.
I'm doing this entire thing wrong, but you surprised me. So, I want you to know that my name is Griff, and I felt that connection, too.
Oh, so he... Okay. He wasn't being yanked away. Got it. Good. Now I just needed to... He kissed the back of my hand, and my entire body shivered again. By the smug little smile he shot me, he felt that one, too. My nervous system was fully betraying me tonight. It's nice to meet you, Griff. I'm Brittany.
That's a beautiful name.
He tugged me a little closer, almost leaning over me.
So, tell me, Brittany, may I take you out? I'd love to have dinner tonight, or even just drinks, so we can get to know each other. Whatever works for you.
It was so hot in the library all of a sudden. Blazingly so. My face and neck were on fire from the excessive heat. I opened my mouth to accept, had fully intended to say yes to dinner with this handsome man, when Matthew appeared at the end of the row.
You okay back there, Britt?
Griff spun, practically shoving me against the shelf and placing his body firmly in front of mine. I would have been thrilled with that move, let's be real. The daring Prince Charming protecting his woman was an intriguing trope. But then he growled. Long and loud and way too aggressively for the situation. The rumble coming from his chest. The way the sound filled the room, it screamed predator. And if the way Matthew, a massive wolf shifter with instincts much sharper than mine, reacted, if the look of pure rage and hostility that crossed over his face and the returning growl he released were any indication, Griff wasn't just a predator. He was an apex predator, a threat to even Matthew. And I was nothing but a tame little kitty cat. Stop! I pushed past Griff, jumping between the two men. Both of you, just stop! The growl ceased, the library once again going silent. Still, I was filled with the weight of something close to dread. Maybe disappointment. Or maybe just the realization that the fates really were being cruel to me. A domesticated kitty and an apex predator were an absolutely ridiculous match. It was as if the fates were playing a wicked joke on me, with my heart being the punchline. Check him out, then lock up, I said, directing my statement to Matthew. I noticed Griff's head whip in my direction, felt his stare on my body. I refused to look up into those eyes, though. I knew better. One look and I'd fold. One glance and I'd follow him to a dinner that would lead to sex, that would lead to mating, that would lead to... nothing. Death. Murder at the hands of a hunter whose instincts would eventually dictate his actions. I wasn't about to become some sort of case study on my true crime podcast. She thought she'd found love, but there was no controlling the simmering rage of her predator mate. No thanks. Griff tried, though. He stepped closer, reaching for me.
Brittany, I...
But there was only one thing left to say. We're closed.